In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. So in conversation a few days ago, my wife and I got to dissect the word belief and what it means, the word belief. Obviously, it's a word associated with faith. But the origins of the word belief are quite interesting. If you look it up in the dictionary, it means things like this: to hold dear, to trust, to care, to desire, and to love. And the word belief, the second half of the word belief, contains the old English word leaf, which means loved one, as in a romantic partner. So one can say that to believe is to love and to be loved. And one might be able to wrap all of those meanings up by saying that the word belief means to choose life and to live. To choose life and to live. The prophet Elijah, we came across in our first reading this morning, and he's having a hard time. He was being chased and threatened by the wicked queen Jezebel, and he was running in the wilderness in fear of his life. And such is his persecution that he feels that life is hopeless and he's ready to lie down in despair and die. And while in this state of mind, lonely and afraid and lost in the wilderness, the Lord comforts him. And we read that an angel offers Elijah bread and water, food and drink, that he might be strengthened and sustained for the journey of life that is ahead of him. The 40 days and 40 nights of Elijah's onward journey remind us of Jesus' 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, our season of Lent. So this was a Lenten moment in Elijah's life. And the Lord expresses his love and his care for Elijah and invites Elijah to choose life, to believe, to live, to be loved, and to love. So when Elijah eats the bread that the Lord gives him, he's strengthened. Get up, says the Lord. Do not despair. Do not die, but live. Believe. Be life. So it's the God of life who calls Elijah up from this moment of despair and sets him on his way again to live. So I guess we can probably all recognize in our own lives times when we felt a bit like Elijah, that we have a Lenten moment, a time of trial when life seems very difficult. And it's in those moments when Jesus says to us, "I am the bread of life." We're invited to be fed and sustained by Jesus, to choose life, to believe, to trust, to love, because that's how he loves us. You are my beloved. I am the bread of life. So my wife and I got talking about the word belief because this week we saw with some friends a film called One Life, which tells the story of Nicholas Winton. You might have come across this story. If you've ever been to Liverpool Street Station and had to wait outside the ticket office, you might notice there's a bronze sculpture of two frightened refugee children with their cardboard labels around their necks and their cardboard suitcases in hand, waiting and hoping for someone to offer them a home and life. And the film One Life and that sculpture refer to a World War II story, a true story, about this guy, Nicholas Winton. He was, in 1938-39, a young man who was a junior stockbroker with a firm in London. Nobody special, just an ordinary guy. And when German forces invaded the Sudetenland, he became aware, as some people did, of the number of refugees who had to flee the north of Czechoslovakia and seek refuge in the south, in Prague. And many desperate families, particularly Jews, found themselves homeless, in poverty, lost, with nothing, their lives in great peril. Truly Lenten experience in life. How would you care for your children in those circumstances if you found yourself with absolutely nothing? And rather than thinking it's somebody else's problem, not my problem, how am I going to help, Nicholas Winton chose life and belief. He believed that he could and he should do something. And the film illustrates the difficulties he had of trying to persuade civil servants in Whitehall to let some of these desperate children come to England. The need to find visas and travel permits and money to let the children come makes post-Brexit travel look like a piece of cake. And of course, you then needed to find English families who were willing to take into their homes foreign Jewish children. And then, having done that, he then had to arrange transport from Prague by rail, through Nazi Germany, through Holland, which had closed its travel borders, and bring the children via Harwich to Liverpool Street. So the obstacles to success were kind of monumentally enormous, insurmountable in every turn. But Nicholas Winton never gave up, and he chose life. He did not despair, but he chose life. And incredibly, in those last few months of peace in 1939, he and his colleagues saved 669 Jewish children on 8 trains. The 9th train they arranged was due to leave Prague on the 1st of September 1939, the day that the war started. And all the children on that train perished in the Holocaust. So why am I telling you that story? Well, I'm telling you that story because having seen the film and putting it alongside the first reading we had from the Bible today about the story of Elijah, it seemed an example of somebody who not that long ago chose life. 669 English families opened their doors to these desperate children. And nobody knew until the 1980s to whom they owed their life. Nicholas Winton was never recognised until, amazingly, that TV programme with Esther Ranson, That's Life, picked up on the story. So the whole story seems to tell us something about what Jesus was talking about. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Somehow there's a mystery in those words that in love and in belief we find life. So those who believe and those who know they're loved and sustained by their life that we find in Christ Jesus are people of life, people of belief. And our belief and trust in him equips us to be people who choose life. People who love, people who can offer the bread of life to others. We watched the story of Nicholas Winton helping those desperate children at the same time as our newsreels. It was showing the riots that have happened in our cities this past week. Perhaps Nicholas Winton shows us the true England, a man who believed in love and life. To believe is to love, is to choose life because we are loved. Well, we're not all Nicholas Wintons, we're not all called to be Nicholas Wintons, but we are called to be people of belief. We are all called to be people of love and people of life. So how are we fed? How did the words of Jesus sustain us like the bread sustained Elijah in the wilderness? Look what St. Paul writes to the Ephesians. He's writing to the church in Ephesus to say that the church is to have a distinctive Christian character in a very pagan city in Ephesus. And what he's writing is to say that the church, if it is the body of Christ, is to have a Christ-like character. Its individual members will therefore be sustained spiritually and fed by Christ. And also the church will be able to support and sustain and feed the others who seek shelter under its wings, who seeks shelter and encouragement from the church. So we read, be kind to one another, be tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. We can see how those attributes would be gifts of life, can't we? And earlier in the passage, we read a warning against stealing and selfishness, but instead share with those who are in need. No falsehood, no anger, no evil talk, but only words that will encourage people and build them up. And the church is to live in the seal of the Holy Spirit, infused with the life of God. That is the mark of the church, to live in love. So all those things, all those characteristics that Paul writes about, define a people who have turned to Christ in their hearts who are spiritually fed by him, that they may be equipped and nourished for the journey ahead. So to conclude, belief, I think, is to put our faith in Christ. It's to be led, shaped, and fed by him. Belief is to love. It's to choose life, not just for ourselves, but for others too. It's to love one another as Christ has loved us. And Jesus says, whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. His life given in love. So when we come to receive Holy Communion this morning, we receive his life, we receive his love, and we believe. We offer our belief in response to his love. And if we feel that we are in the wilderness, or have ever been in the wilderness, his love for us strengthens us, feeds us, sustains us, and helps us to continue on our journey, our way of life. And we don't do that on our own, but together as his people in this world, through our belief, our love. In Jesus' name, amen.